As we started to land in Chennai, India, in the state of Andhra Pradesh, I realized I was very choked up and wasn't sure why. I looked over at Jerry Lyons and tears were streaming down her face. I'm still not sure why. Certainly we were glad to be getting off that plane, but it wasn't worth crying over. No, we just felt the incredible love of God and the privilege to serve him. We stayed at a YWCA and the next day we headed to Angul, India. India is an amazing place and very full of cars and bicycles and dust and dirt and shabby buildings, bricks and piles everywhere, noise, cows, wagons being pulled by cows, and lots of people. Finally, after 5 hours, we pulled up to our hotel and settled in. The next day, we were off to the village for teacher training. Our drivers took us as far as we could go down this dirt road, and as we were getting out our supplies, a lady came walking down the road, sort of looking as if she was limping. We soon saw it was because her flip-flop was broken. And Kim took off her sandals, and gave them to her right then and there. The lady bowed. This is how they do things. She bowed, put her hands together as if in prayer. She was just so grateful. As we walked up the dirt road to the church for the teacher training, we could hear singing. They had lookouts for us so they could start their singing as we arrived. They did this every day for us. There was such a passion and joy in their faces as they worshiped the Lord. I have a hard time talking and crying at the same time. I admire people who can do it. These women traveled many miles from all over Andhra Pradesh to hear the teacher training. They slept on hard concrete floors, packed in like sardines with their children. And they didn't get to leave them with a babysitter either. They did this for more than a week, and I wondered if I would be able to sleep on a concrete floor for even a couple of nights for the Lord. Day after day, they treated us with so much love, we felt like royalty. They sat there with their hunger in their eyes, as Linda and Becky taught them. They have a great desire to teach their children in a way that will build a foundation in Christ. They want to see their children grow up to be the Lord's and to spread the gospel to all of India. They stayed up all night praying and worshiping the Lord that first night, which they do often, I found out. Of course, I couldn't help comparing my walk with theirs. I felt I came up lacking greatly in faith. They put their all into their relationship with Christ. It made me think about what I would give up for him. There was a lot of laughter and singing and fun for those 3 days. It was surprising to us that they had the same struggles in Sunday school as we do. Even though there was a language barrier, we still felt so connected to them. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ and no different really than we are inside. Their walk, though, can sometimes be very dangerous for them. They can be beaten for their faith and sometimes die for it. I felt one in the spirit with them, as I do with you, though I was halfway around the world, so it was very hard to leave them on the last day of training. Most of them were crying and reaching out to touch us as we left, kind of like, please don't leave us. Most of us were crying too, hugging everyone within reach. It took us being led by the hand just to get us out. Even after spending hours, day after day, in this hot little church, which was overflowing so that people also had to sit outside, about 40 of them still wanted to volunteer to come and help us with Vacation Bible School. The little church where we held VBS was about 30 minutes away from our hotel, and as we pull up, there were the women that had signed up to help us, to meet us, to greet us, to welcome us. It was such a joy to see them, and of course, there were more hugs. We met with the women and went over what we were doing for that day, and our guide and translator, Johnson, I can't forget to mention him, he did an amazing job for us the whole time, and we became very fond of him and wished we could take him home with us. We were way early the next day, but the children were already there in the from the village, just milling around. And they were smiling, very excited. And as soon as school let out, we started to get mobbed. They came every day in their best clothes, well-behaved, and sat down on tarps outside for things to begin. If you've ever been to kids' camp, you know what it's like, only with a lot more kids. Kids hanging all over you, wanting you to take their pictures, and thank goodness we have digital now. We had a group of singers every day called the Diamond Daughters, which is a story in itself, that sang with Becky, Kim, and Danielle. They were our worship group. Becky would sing, and the Diamond Daughters would translate. And I was kind of hoping maybe Becky would favor us with a little song when she gets up here.
Thank you for asking.
Even though there were herds of buffalo walking all over the place, just missing the kids as they were sitting down by the road, goats and noisy motorcycles going through, people yelling from the road, out of buses, nobody missed a beat. Every day we had more kids, and I think we ended up with about 600. And so we ended up not having enough crafts, and it was just sheer chaotic fun. Linda and Kim running back and forth, giving me more craft supplies. And to get to me, they had to run up the stairs to the roof in the dark. It was chaos at snack time, too, until Andy, being the teacher he is, came up with a good idea in distributing them. And it was pretty funny to see them eating the goldfish crackers we brought. They were pretty comical looking faces out there, and some spit it out. And after that, we brought their glucose crackers, which they call cookies. Every night after it was done, people would come up to us and grab our hands and put them on top of their heads, meaning that they wanted us to pray for them. And that was very humbling, as I felt I was the one that needed the prayer. They have so little, and their faith is so great. And I have so much, and yet I lack in faith just because of it. No one was looking forward to that last day. We knew how emotional it would be because we came to love them so much. We weren't just crying this time. We were all sobbing, praying for as many as we could as we were being led out to our cars. I think of them and pray for them a lot. I see their faces in my mind, and I see the children encircling us. As I tried to say their names, all of us laughing, they'd say to me, "Good, Auntie, good." Or I see them cracking up with laughter as I try to get their names right. Those children are so precious, and so much more precious to God. I hope and pray I can go back and see how they've grown and to see my brothers and sisters in Christ again. So the big challenge for me is to live like I'm still in India.